This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On this September 11th, we need to talk about funding for those who manage the skies over and around America. One of the looming deadlines for Congress this month is reauthorizing funding for the Federal Aviation Administration. The House vote on that scheduled this week. Competing funding bills in the House and the Senate address things like commercial drones, navigation technology, and air traffic control systems. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington.
The House version of the bill focuses more on privatization, particularly when it comes to air traffic control. Mark Scribner is with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which advocates for limited government.
What it does is it spins off the FAA's air traffic organization into an independent, congressionally chartered, nonprofit user co-op.
The users being airlines, pilots, and airports, among others. The Senate plan, preferred by many consumer advocates, leaves air traffic control within the FAA. Sally Greenberg of National Consumers League likes the bill's proposed cap on cancellation and change fees.
The cancellation fee has to be related somehow to the cost to the airlines of actually canceling and changing that flight.
The House and Senate versions have to be reconciled, so we'll likely get a short-term extension of the current FAA funding strategy rather than a new bill by the September 30th deadline. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.